Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Did you hear about, you hear about eHarmony? Can you imagine? I mean, I'm not saying anything about that, because people used to, you know, parents used to get involved and helping in the parlor.
Right.
And they'd bring people together in the parlor. It wasn't long ago.
Mm.
And, well, it was either the parlor or the holler. You know, it was the country. It was like, did you see Mayor Bell down there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, people go to this thing called eHarmony, mm-hmm. and they search the data on other people. It's sort of like a Snowden thing, I guess.
Something like that.
The data, NSA, you just look through all the data of, if you're, I guess, a man, you're looking for the data of all the women, searching all their stats and facts and data and all that kind of stuff. I mean, maybe this is like the NSA.
Vice versa. Hey.
Maybe the government's just catching up with what people have already been doing
maybe.
In America, right?
Wait a minute. Are we having a moment?
They searched the data of all the people they were looking for, and then they determine, because they filtered out all the terrorists. And then they decide, this is the one that I like, I guess, and they date them or something. All in the commercial, they were happy, and they got married and something like that. And nothing to get, hey, that's better than just marrying a stranger. And, but just kind of gives a new understanding as to Snowden. Now I'm thinking about the NSA and the Gestapo. Anyway, so so they have this little match things like match.com and eHarmony and all these different programs to help people get together, but yet the divorce rate's still the same. But anyway, So, I mean, people are trying to do it perfectly. They'll understand. You're going to marry another human being, by the way.
Mm.
They're going to be human, woman. I mean, I'm saying they're going to be both. They're gonna be, in the context of that, you are going to have to die to yourself to have a good relationship.
No doubt.
You know, Don and I were celebrating 25 years of being married.
Wow.
And it doesn't just happen.
No, it doesn't.
And the adversary is not for you, you know, staying married and walking rightly before God in marriage. And you have to hold on and know God and do what's right. And he just takes you through all these journeys. And we're finding out the greatest testimony to the Americans is just they're amazed at anybody that can be married for. We were in a hardware store and asking for directions, real nice lady. And she was showing us to this particular stuff. And I told her, I said, this is our 25th. We went to the hardware store.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, looking for a gift?
Yeah.
You weren't looking for a dirt devil, were you?
No, you weren't looking for one of those.
Okay.
I wouldn't buy a devil anything. Anyway.
Hey, I don't know.
You know, it's like Jiminy Crickets. Did anybody do that?
Oh yes! Did you forget that?
I don't want to go back and look
that
up.
You try to forget that. I don't know.
It must be the one that's real quiet.
Do you have the cricket thing?
I am so sorry, Tracy. I am so sorry. I'm broken hearted.
She had such good sense of humor. She actually laughed about it.
Well, thank God there are diamond ones coming up next.
Oh, right. He's saving big time for that.
Right, right. Listen. Where am I? Anyway,
you're in a hardware store.
I'm in a hardware store.
For some reason. On your anniversary.
25th anniversary.
You must be lost.
We've done some other
obviously
things.
You're obviously, you're lost.
He meant to go to the jewelry
store. Actually, the reason why our dog is drowning.
Oh, okay.
Our dog is drowning because of this new gutter system that just takes all the water and just dumps it in one spot. And the doll's like, I'm drowning. And so we're trying to find this little bendy thing. Anyway, and so I tell this clerk that, or the person with the vest. And she goes, oh, wow, that's so great, because I work at a legal office where we help with divorce.
Oh, gosh.
And it's so good to hear.
Oh, okay.
It's so good to hear. No, she was like, here's some divorce papers.
Yeah. Right.
She said, it's just so good to see somebody still married.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That's so cool. So I told Donna, I said, Donna, go ahead and load the lumber on the truck.
Yeah. Right.
Just joking. You know, I'm joking. Please don't write to Pat. So eHarmony. Woo!
Where am I?
This is VFM Radio.
I was thinking about the ramifications of, hey, load the lumber on the truck.
I'm going to be in
trouble. Snap, my brain's going like, okay, now how are we going to work? Okay. And so I see this thing, got eHarmony, all this dating stuff. Now they have it for farmers. They have it for farmers, where farmers, if you're farming pigs and cows and stuff, it's called farmers only.
What are they looking for?
Another farmer. Farmers so they can marry each other.
I mean,
think
livestock.
About it. It would be terrible if it was like the Green Acres. I don't know if you remember. Oh, let me fill you some history
right
here.
There.
Yeah.
He don't know about that.
Yeah, well, no, I don't know.
Green Acres is the place for me.
Yeah.
Oh,
far away from the city streets. Green Acres is the place for me. Da, 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 da,
oh, this
da,
is a
da,
song. Yeah. This is a song.
Well, I can't
sing it.
It was
actually, it, you it was actually a TV show.
Oh, okay.
And then Zsa Zsa Gabor would go, oh, how I love the city streets. And all this. And they were like, so he married somebody who wasn't a farmer.
Ah.
This is so far back and so far out. He had to climb up a telephone pole and tap into a wire to make a phone call.
Oh, my gosh.
So you don't want to marry. A farmer wants to marry a farmer, right?
Okay.
You don't want to marry somebody who thinks getting the firewood, milking the pigs, milking the cows. Do you milk pigs? I wouldn't have
anyway.
It's way too close to the ground. Mm. I don't know how you could even do it. Besides, but you get a lot more because a lot more anyway. So getting on to
almost like a little expected.
Yeah,
milking pigs.
You're milking pigs. You have like 8 little machines. I know that somebody recently took their kids to dairy farm.
That was an experience.
Oh yeah, and they realized because these machines, so they just put these machines up on the udders of the cows, and these machines are just milking the cows.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like about 3 inches away from the cows. At the same time, they're pooping.
Oof.
So these kids are watching this thing go chomp, 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 and all this milk going down, and the cow going boop, boop, boop. And the kids are like, we don't want milk ever again.
Never mind.
Even their parents are going like, I don't think we want it either anymore.
More like boom, boom, boom.
We're so far away from reality. No, it was more like poor.
Oh.
But this is parental guidance. So you can imagine.
Focus.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine, like, you got your cornflakes and you're going, I am just out of milk. So you take your bowl out to the farm.
Oh, yeah.
And you just squirt a little
out
milk.
The barn.
You just squirt a little milk.
Come here, Betsy.
Come here, little milk. You run the rats off, right? And go squirt, squirt, squirt. Right.
Back up.
And we just couldn't relate to that. That's where milk comes from, by the way.
Mm.
That's where it comes
That's
from.
That's what I hear.
We just totally have deprived
all the kids. I thought it was Walmart. Had all the milk.
All the kids that are listening now will no longer have vitamin D in their system. They're not going to have no milk.
I think he just ruined Jonathan.
It's where it comes from, man. Your dad can explain the rest. So then they have farmers only. So this is where a farmer can find a farmer, because you don't want Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Mm.
She's not going to milk your cow because it'll mess up her mink coat. But listen, this is one of their commercials. This is a real commercial for farmers only. So if you're a farmer and you're listening to VFN Radio today and you're looking for a loved one, this is for you.
Where's Jill?
She's really lonely and out walking the cornfield again.
Do you think they will ever find us true love?
Not hanging out with us all day.
We used to be lonely.
Until we met on Farmers Only.
FarmersOnly.com is the new online dating site for farmers, ranchers, and good old country folks.
You don't have to be lonely at FarmersOnly.com.
City folks just don't get it.
Is that so cool?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it makes sense when you see the end of the show. You can see this. You'll be able to see this actual commercial on the VFN Torch. You can go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. But know that it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense that if you're going to be on a farm, you definitely want somebody that wants to be on a farm with you.
No doubt.
Because if you're going to work the farm all day long, you're going to want biscuits eggs, bacon, all the proteins you can to be able to walk out that whole day, milking, slopping, all the things that you do. Hey, that could be a good diet plan. Other than your little block that you walked around. Have you got bigger blocks?
No. I did spend some time on a farm, a little bit like a plantation.
Where you lost?
Plantation.
Little plantation, yeah.
Can you clarify that?
Well, you know, we had no idea, man.
You know this, when I went to Louisiana, I had a chance
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I had a chance to get out there, and it's just really actually beautiful home.
Chillaxed at a plantation?
Chillaxed.
At a plantation?
Southern plantation type, you know. In the movies, what you see in the movies?
It's real there, though. These are the real.
Oh yeah, I mean, it looked like. I had a flashback, man. It was like, wow, it was so beautiful, though. It's really like this.
Did you fall to your knees like Nehemiah and repent for the sins of our fathers?
No, I didn't. No,
are you dead?
No.
Okay.
But I was out there, and I was seeing all those cows you were talking about.
Oh, they had cows out there?
About like hundreds of them, hundreds. So you know, I've never been up close to a cow, so I thought, you know, I'd walk the fields and see if I can get one and get close to one. You know, cow tipping and stuff.
Is there a video of this? This has got to be good.
There isn't a video, but you know, you're out in the field
hundreds
all by
of
yourself.
Cows. Hundreds of cows. Hundreds. You're getting close to them. They look so innocent, don't they? The big old eyes and like big marbles.
Well, they're huge. These boys were huge.
That's where big hamburgers come from.
Oh my, and not big hamburgers, big other stuff too. Those cow patties are huge.
Oh yeah, right.
They're huge. So I'm thinking I'm going to get close to one, and it's, I kept getting closer and closer. The more I kept getting closer and closer, they kept taking off. These things are not brave animals at all. I couldn't even get close to it. And there are hundreds of them.
It's sort of like the sheep knows their shepherd, or cow knows their cowboy, I guess.
Oh, man. They were running off.
Wow.
A whole bunch of them.
Well, you're a city folks. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, they didn't smell the city folk or something. I don't know.
It was the cologne.
Was it the brute, the wild musk?
It was the brute. No, it was the Old Spice.
Old Spice.
Yeah. Old Spice.
Old Spice, yeah.
And was it really?
I have no idea. No, I don't wear Old Spice.
Do you wear anything?
Put your shirt back on.
Oh, my goodness.
English leather, right?
No. Yeah, actually, you know, my daddy used to wear the brute. You don't see brute anymore, but I think about those colognes.
Comes
brute.
By a gallon.
splash. That aqua velva stuff.
Oh, wow.
Well, I remember the green brute bottle. No, but I don't wear the brute or
the little shield
spice.
Hanging
yeah,
over it.
Exactly. Right. The little the chrome shield, yeah.
Right.
No.
Right by the Brill cream. Go ahead.
No, that's all.
So you're walking out to the cows.
I'm walking out to the cows and I'm thinking that I'm gonna get close. But it just doesn't happen. They just keep running away from me. But I did step in some other stuff that was not nice. I didn't think what I was gonna find. All those cow patties while I was walking out there. And they're pretty huge. They're pretty big.
If they dry, though, they actually have a cow patty throwing contest.
I don't know who would want to pick up those things.
You going to share?
No.
They actually throw. Whoever can throw the cow patty the furthest.
Furthest.
I'm wrestling with all this.
And milking pigs at the same time.
And milking pigs at the same time. I know you can milk them because piglets, I saw piglets do it before. Milk.
Right.
So, you needed a horse probably is what you needed.
I guess. But it was really nice.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
I've never ridden a horse. I'd like to get on a horse, but I've never. Never
I can see that in the future. We will have that on the torch for you. Yeah. It will be on BFN TV. This is good. You're down with the guy horses. So
hey, listen, I really enjoyed out there. It was just nice being out in the open country. There were some folks out there that were picking blueberries.
It was a plantation.
Whatever. I mean, plantation country. You know, hey, looks all the same to me. I'm sorry, you know, but it was nice. It was really nice.
That reminds me of getting out. I was going to, I guess it was Mississippi or Louisiana, coming through there, and I saw this old house that was owned by a sawmill family. Can't tell you the name of the place. It was the French General, name of the community, and I was just overtaken by the, you know, how the old buildings are and all that, and I I'm just soaking in the history and walking in. And I went inside, and they have real high ceilings because the heat would go to the high ceilings back then. And they had this almost a 4x8 sheet of plywood that was designed nicely, you know, with some trim and stuff, that had a rope on it that somebody would actually stand and pull it back and forth.
Plywood.
Yeah, and it would fan the people. It was just, that was the fan. It was just hung in the middle of the ceiling over the table.
What?
And they would pull it back and forth to fan the flies away and keep the...
Wow.
Yeah, and I thought, well, flies and all that. And so then I walked out by the water, and I walked a long ways away from any cover or anything. And all of a sudden, these evil, demonic horse flies. Man, they had to be... I know somebody was sitting in that place watching me fix get up under that tree. I walked out there. I'm just having this moment. You know, I'm just sucking in all this history going, whoa, this is real. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All I heard, zzz, zzz, and one guy, and as soon as they touch you, they bite you. And then another one. I'm like being swarmed. And you can't be cool when you're running from 500 horse flies and you're trying to get back to the car, you know, in some foreign land. And I'm literally just trying to knock these things off of me. They're biting me all over the place. I mean, instantly I went from just awe struck by this history to like, I will never, ever, ever, ever come here again. If I did live here, I would have a piece of plywood too. Going back and forth to knock the, and well, you have to have a piece of plywood and knock these huge bugs down.
Oh wow.
That's how big they are. Normally it's just like a little fan or something. These horse flies are so big, it takes a sheet of plywood to knock them out.
Wow.
That's bad.
Need a bee suit to walk out. <A bee suit. laughs>
You do.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can a student in a public school give a Bible to another student? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
In high school, if other vendors are setting up tables promoting certain things for kids, can you also set up a table to hand out Bibles? And the other question is, can a Christian child going to a high school hand out a Bible as a gift without any problem?
Those are both great questions. And Glenn, with regard to student-on-student distribution of religious literature, giving away a Bible, they absolutely have the right to do that. The Supreme Court in 1969 said students do not shed the right to freedom of speech at the schoolhouse gate. That includes distributing religious literature or a Bible. I think the best way to do this is student-on-student distribution. The Bible Club may be having an outreach. I think that's the best way to approach it. With regard to the table setups, you'd have to argue that the school has established a limited public forum, which would allow for the distribution of religious literature by outside groups.
For more information about student rights, visit us on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
There's nothing like wisdom from those who have gone before us. I mean, think about it. Reverend Billy Graham, this reached the world. He's being interviewed by Greta Van Susteren here on Fox News, and she's asking him a very important question. It's something that we talk about all the time about an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. But listen to the wisdom of Reverend Billy Graham as she asks him a very important question. We'll be right back.
If you were to do things over again, would you do it differently?
Yes. I would study more. I would pray more. Travel less. Take less speaking engagements. I took too many of them in too many places around the world. If I had to do over again, I'd spend more time in meditation and prayer and just telling the Lord how much I love Him and adore Him. And I'm looking forward to the time we're going to spend together for eternity.
Why would you speak less when you had such an enormous audience and people listening? Why would you want to speak less?
I didn't mean that I would speak less in these great stadiums. I meant that I would speak less at all kinds of conferences and things that I was invited to throughout the world, especially in Great Britain and the United States. because I'd get up and travel to those places, and I didn't have time to think and study and pray, and I needed time for that. And if I had to do it over again, I would try to organize it much better.
I mean, think about it. All this wisdom and the Word of God, the Word of God tells us, imitate those that have gone before us. We can either start again like we have not borrowed the experience and grown from those wisdom that has gone before us, such as Reverend Billy Graham, or we could say, you know what? He's right. I'm going to apply the wisdom that he's learned in his life, and I'm going to begin to abide. In my schedule, in my time, it's going to be specifically how I love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. If you don't have a plan right now how to abide with God, this is what we talk about continually. Go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and request your simple plan today that we have available for you so you can begin to walk in this wisdom today. It's iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Hey, here we are.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the citizenship. The citizenship, there's 100 questions that everybody wants to be a U.S. citizen has to take, and it seems like a lot of people forget it after taking it, and it's like our Congress, I think they forgot it. Mm-hmm. And we need to set them all down and say, listen, we're going to have a test today, and it's not multiple choice. You're going to have to answer these 100 questions, and if you get a C or below, you're going to have to leave this government building, and we will have another election in your district. We'll have another. You can imagine, huh? Imagine what would happen. And not only that, but when you get the answer right, your fruit has to line up with your answer, because it says very specifically in the oath that you have to bear fruit in this. You have to be fruitful in this answer. And if your fruit don't line up with the answer, would say, you know, bye-bye, sayonara, all those wonderful things. So here we are today. We're going to, you know, we've already asked questions 1 through 10. And as you know, John is behind.
A little bit.
Is packing his Samson fright, you know, about ready to to possibly, you know, you can redeem yourself today. We're going to ask 11, from 11, we're going to ask five more questions of the citizenship. I know that Pat's been studying up, John. I don't know if you know that or not.
He found
my answer book. You know what I'm saying? You know, we'll see if he's got a short-term memory, though. We'll see how well that works.
Let's see what happens here.
So the first question is going to go to you, John. Okay. Here's the question. It's a simple, simple question. Remember, too, that in this, you know, you're going to have take your time and think about it. And all of your listeners, I want you to think about it, too. And when you're ready, let me know when you got the answer, because it's going to be your final answer. And at that particular point, then and only then are you going to get the answer. Here's the question. Question is, to become a U.S. citizen, it's going to be, what is the economic system of the United States? What is the economic system of the United States?
Play that song again.
Come on, man.
Okay, here we are.
Are you Googling over there?
The question, you can't Google. You shouldn't be Googling. Are you Googling?
He's Googling.
Okay, you hear me Googling. Okay, the question is, what is the economic, what is the financial, what is the economic system in the United States? What is the economic system in the United States? And I'll give you a little hint. I'll give you a little hint. It has vowels and consonants in the word.
And it uses only letters in the alphabet. No other letters at all.
The test is a multiple choice test. The test is,
it is, by the way.
No helps here, no.
I'm going to give you a hint. Occupy Wall Street is against it.
Oh, Wall Street. Capitalism.
What's that?
Capitalism.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess so. We'll get that, I guess. We'll get that. Understand that when people are saying that the 99% protest that's going on, Occupy Wall Street, what are they protesting against? They're protesting against the economic system. The economic system, how we handle money, how we handle our economy in America. So some people don't know that it's our system. So they're protesting against the system. So when you see Occupy Wall Street and they're protesting and their president's for that, he's actually talking in support for that. There's actually our president saying when he says I'm for Occupy Wall Street. I think they're doing a good job. However, he thought this is a good way to speak it out. And what they're saying is we're against the way the economy works in America. We want to fundamentally transform the very question number 11 on the citizenship test. Think about it.
Wow.
I mean, we're looking at losing our country, America. We're looking at, if we don't know what it is, and it's capitalism, that's our economy, or also called the market economy. That's why they say, listen, somebody says when things are getting bad, you have presidents to say, listen, go out and buy some things. Or they give you some money. There's some presidents that said they gave money to people. And somebody says, why did they do that? Because our economic system, the way it works is your confidence that things are going to continue to work. And you've got to spend money for America's economy to work. That's how we're designed. So they're not being rude. They're not saying, why Rome burns, go spend money. They're saying, let's restart this whole economy. So when our current president is saying we want to tax you and we want to take money from you to make a bigger government, that gives you less money to be able to spend to keep this economy going, to keep America going. So the more you tax Americans, the less we'll be able to do what we're required to do to keep this America going, which is a capitalist where we're spending money. That's our economy, it's how we spend money. And a capitalist is where, somebody comes up with an idea and they say, listen, I like what you're doing. And they give you some money to help start your business. Mm-hmm. They loan you money maybe from a bank, or they give you money from their savings, and you either pay them interest for the money or you give them dividends for the money. But it's how it works. Wow. So when the 99%, which is just the number they picked out, listen, it's not 99%, it's them. And it was just a handful. But it is relevant. And if you can look at the prophetic words where Guy Fawkes, you can find out about the Guy Fawkes master. Things are going to happen. You're already starting to see it leak out now. And I think the next 4 years is going to be filled with protests of employees protesting against boards and owners and other companies. And it's going to be flipping this country in a way of thinking differently. But so that's the question. That was the question for the citizenship.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
The $50 Eye Guy, where they have everything from wrecks to specs. If you want to visit them today, they're right across from Home Depot in Pensacola. Visit the $50 Eye Guy today so you can see. AB Mobile Mechanics, fast, friendly, and fair. Everything from ACs to water pumps, on-site repair all over the Gulf Coast. Give them a call today. Visit Copy Products today with 5 locations on the Gulf Coast to better serve you. They can help you with all of your copying and scanning needs. Copy machines, fax machines, scanners, printers, shredders, and so much more. Contact them today at 850-432-1580. Cordova Lanes, the weather is changing. You'll want to do something indoors? Bring the family in. In Pensacola, right behind Cordova Mall, visit Cordova Lanes, where nobody gets benched. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back. Let's pick up where we left off.
Test number two. The next question is going to be going to Pat. And it is, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is number two. What is the rule of law? What is the rule of law? So let me help you out here. What is the context? I'll give you Occupy Wall Street.
He's got the computer in front of him. That's what I'm saying.
He's not. He's really not. He's just staring off into the emptiness of nowhere.
I'm trying to pull something. You know? Lord, help me.
So you know,
Lord, help me.
It's not what is the definition of the rule of law, but what is the rule of law? What does that mean? What does the rule of law mean? What does the rule of law mean?
That's not helping.
Think about it. We got to start looking at everybody differently, don't we? We have to say, wait a minute. You know, do we know these things?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't they teach us these things in school?
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't think I skipped that class.
Yeah, I think they would have gave. They no. I don't think they didn't.
They never taught it.
We should have 100 questions about you know that everybody should answer, you know, and about who we are.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And if you don't know who you are, people will tell you who you are, and that's what's happening right now because America doesn't know who they are. You have people telling us who they want us to be. And there's no grit, but you know,
think about this. Mm-hmm. You know, my son right now is learning about Egypt and pharaohs and all this type of stuff. You know, current events is like, I mean, about what's going on, and you need to be knowing what
about
we're talking
America.
About today.
Yes, knowing about America. So, what is the rule of law? So, the concept is, you know, the rule of law that rules over, right? So, everyone. This is some different statements you could say that kind of says that everyone must follow the law. Leaders must obey the law. Government must obey the law. And no one is above the law. You could say in all those different ways. And what are we seeing right now? We're actually seeing our current leadership in America that is violating what? The rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just like, you can't, all these different, many, many different things that are taking place.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, when you think about Benghazi, when you think about what we're being lied to by our government, well, you can't mm-hmm. do that. It's illegal to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't, you know, just so many things, laws are being violated right in front of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's not hidden. It's just right out, right in front of us.
Blatant.
And you know, we don't even understand that that's not to be accepted because it says, you know, even the rule of law means that the government must also obey the law. No one is above the law.
Mm-hmm.
And what's strange is you're seeing some people be held to that at the very same time. The same people that are being held to that aren't holding themselves to it.
Hmm.
You think about the Fast and Furious when, you know, the attorney general is a part of a guns to the drug lords that end up killing mm-hmm. one of our law enforcement. Mm-hmm. Officers, you know, giving guns to our enemy and then standing before Congress, which is us, by the way. When people get called to Congress, it's a representative government. And so when the Congress is asking somebody a question, that's you asking them mm-hmm. through your representative government. So when they sit there and say, and the attorney general says, I will not tell you, picture them saying that to you and that it's a government by the people and for the people. And so you should be all upset about it. And you should be saying, wait a minute, you're not above the rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
You just, when we ask you a question, Mr. We let you be in here for 4 years, Attorney General, that, you know, you should answer us because
that's
we
right.
need to know if you need to be here or not. If not, we can impeach you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's supposed to happen. And so we're seeing right now, right in our faces. And that's how, you know, one thing you can normally tell that when God is humbling a nation, that when it's being done right in their faces, and nobody's acknowledging it, then God is allowing some things to take place, and we're being humbled as a nation.
Mm.
Well, John, here is the third question. The third question from the United States citizenship test that you have to take to become a citizen.
What was the answer?
That was the answer.
No one's above the law.
I mean, here's some various ways you can answer it. You could say everyone must follow the law.
Mm.
Leaders must obey the law. Government must obey the law, or basically no one's above it.
No one's above it.
So the law applies to everybody. Like when a law enforcement officer comes and enforces the laws in your life,
mm-hmm.
then we say, well, listen, Mr. or Mrs. Law Enforcement Officer, you have to do that in a legal way. You cannot violate the laws. You cannot violate my rights. You can't, you know, search me without probable cause.
Mm-hmm.
And because that would be a violation of the Fourth Amendment rights, right?
Mm-hmm.
And right. So then they would be above the law if they did that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the rule of law. So what happens when we no longer obey the law? America falls apart. What happens when we no longer function in our economy, then it just begins to crumble. That's what's happening right now, $16 billion in debt. Mm. And we're borrowing money from other nations to sustain our life, and it's not gonna continue to work like that. Well, John, number 13. Here we go, number three for today. The question is, I know you're going to get this now because that's like a 50. You got a 50, 50. You got like 0.5 on the other one because I had to help you occupy Wall Street. I said, occupy Wall Street, and you said Wall Street. I'm like, oh, come on, no. That was like that 99 there against capitalism, you know?
Okay.
I mean, I'm with you. I mean, if I wasn't looking at this, I would be at least better at it. No, I wouldn't. I mean,
all right.
I'm learning with you. No, I'm sure our audience is learning too. They're going, oh my goodness. Wow. I will no longer talk about illegal aliens in America or new people coming.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner? You click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there. Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now. Mm-hmm. And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision making, of why you're going to get married or why you're going to need to stay married or why you need to have family or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for The Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well. Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Let's pick up where we left off.
Listen, this is the question, John. Here you go. Name one branch, just one branch, or part of the government. Name one branch or part of the government. Okay, here we go. Name one part or one branch of the government.
Judicial.
Yay! Oh my goodness, you did it! Oh my goodness! So, you should see Pat's face. It's like, oh man, that was an easy one. That was an easy one, you know, like
right.
Congress. You got
executive.
You got the executive.
Oh.
You got Congress or the legislative. You got the executive branch, which is the president. Mm-hmm. You got the legislative branch, which is Congress, and you have the judicial branch, which is the courts. Mm-hmm. And it's so important because the next particular question really explains this, and it's going to go to Pat. Pat, this is your citizenship test. Mm. You may have to continue to pack up your luggage here. The question is, What stops? This may sound foreign to us today because of things we're seeing. What stops one branch of government from becoming too powerful? What stops one branch of government from becoming too powerful? Okay, so what one thing, what is the one thing that keeps one branch, here's a question. What stops one branch of government from becoming too powerful?
Well, wouldn't it be the other two branches?
Kind of in a way, but you're not going to get
Samsonite
it.
I see Samsonite coming.
Samson Fright. That,
well, the electoral process, that'd be one.
Get here, bro. Just get here. Stop right now. He's gonna help you.
Well, I'll tell you what. How about you answer it?
It's checks and balances. In a way, what you're saying, yeah, but it's checks and balances or the separation of powers. So people are saying, I can't believe that the Speaker of the House is being so dogmatic to the president and saying, listen, we are not going to go that way with the fiscal cliff. And people say, he's just being a bully. He's not being a bully. It's separation of powers. Congress has total equal powers to the president. And the judiciary branch has total equal powers. The Supreme Court has total equal powers to Congress and total equal powers to the president. No one branch can tell the other branch what to do. And it's called checks and balances. So it's good that and understand that the Congress represents us better than anybody else, because Congress is the number of congressmen based off how many people are in your state and how many people they represent in your state. They personally represent you. And so when Congress was voted in this last election, it was said very specifically, we want you in office. And the majority of Congress is saying, which means the majority of Americans are saying, listen, we want it to go this way. We agree that there is a huge problem here. It's a spending problem, they say, and that we do need to bring revenue on the table. But we can do that by cutting a whole bunch of loopholes and not taxing the rich, because then they're the ones that are going to continue to be able to be the employers and all that's going on. And the president's saying something different than that. Well, he has total powers too, and he has equal powers to Congress, and so he can say, and so they have to compromise. That's what politician means. The word politic means, you know. They say, never mind. I'm not going to say a joke, but that means compromise. So then you have these two equal powers that come together and they say, listen, we're going to have to work out a compromise here. And that's what America's wanting. America's wanting, listen, come together and work something out. And they can be bullheaded and go into January 1st and this thing automatically hits, you know, and that can happen, which I pretty much predict unless somebody gets their way totally. Then that's probably what's going to happen, which basically gets their way. But understand that that's okay for Congress to stand up and say, you know, Mr. President, we honor you and we understand what you're saying and what you say is a mandate. We don't think it's a mandate because we got voted into power too, and we're equal we need to negotiate and come out with a compromise, because America wants us to work together. They want these equal powers, separation of powers, to work together. And that's what America's saying. You know, start reaching your arms across the aisle and work something out. Well, if you walk in and say, listen, it's 100% my way or the highway, that is not compromise. You know, and there's some values, you know, you can't compromise on. Like, for example, you're a Christian. There's some things you can't go there. But this is stuff about the things you can compromise about, you know, who's going to be taxed, who's not going to be taxed, and you just work this thing out to keep from hitting a physical cliff. But understand that we're learning in the citizenship test that it's called checks and balances. That's what that is. Think about it. If Congress wasn't there, where would this current executive branch have taken us?
Yeah, right.
Thank God for the anchor called Congress right now. It's actually moving, but it's being drugged that way. Right. But the problem is that the executive branch now is making laws. They're calling regulations, but they're actually executing these new regulations, which are becoming basically laws to us, policies, and that's not supposed to happen, because you'll find out a little bit later in the test. So it's called checks and balances. And this next one, this last one goes to Pat, right? Oh, John. To John. He's like, no, John, here it is, John. The last one for today of the U.S. citizenship test is, who is in charge of the executive branch? Who is in charge of the executive branch? All right, John. Who is in charge of the executive branch?
It is Alex. It is the president.
Congratulations. Oh, my goodness. I thought you were going to call him Alex. Like, oh, my goodness. Great. Wonderful. Wonderful. That's right. The executive branch.
I'm sorry. I thought I was on Jeopardy for 1 minute.
You did, right? All right. It does feel like Jeopardy, right? Mm-hmm. What is not the president? How you word that? What is the president? It's the president of the United States. So when you have the executive branch, you have his cabinet, you have all of his appointees, secretary of state. And when you see things going wrong with the secretary of state, you see things going wrong with Benghazi and the ambassador to the United Nations, the buck stops with the president.
That's right.
It stops with the president. He told everybody, he says, listen, don't go after her. Come to me. Which was a wide open door. Like, okay, we'll be there in a few moments.
We'll be
coming over, huh? Yeah, and I noticed that a lot of them, Congress turned their direction, to him at that particular point, which is right. I mean, that's what happens as executive branch that that happens. You did a wonderful job. Oh. We're finishing up with, yes.
There's one more.
Okay. Oh, one more?
No, there's not. That's five.
That's five. That is five for today.
You had three, I had two.
All right,
everybody did so well on the test. Listen, stay tuned for more. Stay tuned for more. He wanted you to have another one. Stay tuned for more, because we want to find out. We want to stop telling people that you need to be a good American when we ourselves don't even know what it's like to be a good American. We don't even know these things. So we need to learn these things again, and that's what we're doing. We have actually, at this particular point, I only have 15 questions about America, and we've done kind of okay, but kind of not okay. You know what I mean? For somebody who's been living here our entire lives, you know what I'm saying? So that just kind of puts us in a unaware sense. So congratulations. We are moving on for today.
The Lord is good.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I sent out a little text yesterday. I almost got onto the tweet. I put it on Facebook,
Yeah.
Listen, if you're going to have a good day, you got to decide today, this morning, to make it a good day. You got to just go ahead and make it. Make it a good day. Because good days just don't, just fly out the air. You got to embrace the day. You got to kind of attack the day with faith, with confidence, with the joy of the Lord. I don't care if it's raining. I don't care if it's gloom and doom.
That's right.
Right? Because you got to attack it. You got to attack it. This day is meant to be lived and squozen out for God.
Squozen?
Squozen. You squoze the thing out of there.
I got to look that word up, squoze.
You look it up. Listen, that's the JIV, John Inspired version there.
Okay. All right.
But, some people just let the days drift by. And once today is over with, it's done. You know what I'm saying? It's in the tank. It's finished. Best living that you're going to do is right now. Exactly. Stop living for next week and the next event on a calendar, but live every day purposefully for God. Because let me tell you something. Tomorrow
may never come.
It's written in a fool's calendar.
That's right.
All we have is today. Mm-hmm. I don't have to think about, after some time has gone by and you're like, oh, man, all that time we were together and we didn't do this, or all that time and gosh, that was missed opportunity here, missed opportunity there. And I got to thinking, God allows people to come into your life sometimes just for seasons. And then, then they're out of your life for a season and they come back in your life for a season. We should enjoy every moment that we have with those that are around us as we're just glorifying God and living for his potential. Because you know what? You never know when a person may not be in your life anymore.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so
we've seen it so many times, right?
We've seen it so many times. So you've got to seize the moment and seize today. Look, the days are ticking. So it's time to take advantage of today.
Oh my goodness, aunties. Listen, if you're looking for some barbecue, you got to go get some ribs, some pulled pork, and so much more in Cantonment. You don't want to miss it. Highway 29th and go north and let your nose lead you the way. Brunson Air and Heating in Mobile. They can do all of your service work quick and efficient. Give them a call today. Brunson Air and Heating. You'll be glad that you did. DME, Digital Media Education. If you have an interest in learning how to create exciting and impactful videos or how to better understand the technology of recording and producing music, then Digital Media Education is for you. Contact them today. Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai. Buying a car can be an overwhelming thing. I encourage you to visit Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai, where Glenn makes buying a car smooth and easy. Visit him today in Car City. You'll be glad you did. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. Are so excited about being able to encourage you, to be able to encourage you here on your journey. Think about it. Keeping the conversation light. That's what he commanded us. And that's one of the original words the Lord spoke over us is that, and he speaks over all of us, but in regards to why are we doing what we're doing? He says, because he said, go be the light of the world. Mm-hmm. You have to understand that in this dark world that it's dark. And so if we're light, If you're talking about the word of God and the ways of God, I mean, it may be rough at first because there's a lot of darkness, right. But you're actually bringing light into that area. Mm-hmm. It makes me think of, you know, Rick Joyner and the vision mm-hmm. about that sword. And when you're waving the truth around the air, it just changes the atmosphere. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you want to change your atmosphere, I want to encourage you, begin to listen. It's 24/7, 24/7 to VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and find out all the ways that you can get us. You can watch us on Christian Television Network around the nation and around the world. But listen, you need in your workplace and your home, just let it play and just let mm-hmm. the light come in there. But why have all that prognostication and darkness constantly coming your way?
You know, John, when I'm listening to the VFN radio program, I am so encouraged. Mm-hmm. And I listen to it, and you got the first hour, there's that break, you go right. And I don't know about anybody else, but I'm air guitaring. During that intro, when it's coming down, all of our VFN Radio listeners, it is okay to air guitar.
No, that's right.
Because as far as I know, I've got that solo mastered, and if you know it, I'm rocking that air guitar. But when that segment's over, I'm like, man, I got to wait until tomorrow to hear the next program. And I'm like, oh, all right, okay. Well, if you haven't heard yet, if you don't know yet, you can listen to a program back to back to back. It, yeah, You can listen to five programs back to back to back and listen to the marathon weekend. You might be listening to the Monday's program or the Tuesday's program, and then you got to wait 24 hours for the next one. Well, you can listen to all five programs with no breaks in between. So check out the whole weekend marathon, Saturday, 9 a.m. Central until Monday, 9 a.m. Central, the weekend marathon.